The Indiana House Democrats are back in their seats today after a walkout that began February 21st. Both sides are claiming victory in the standoff. Republicans said the Democrats returned after hearing from Hoosiers that they were unhappy with their walkout. Democrats said the Republicans were forced to make changes to bills because the public hadn't understood Governor Daniels' radical agenda until the slowdown. WKBI News talked with 17th District State Representative Nancy Dombowski today before she headed into session.
This is the way it needs to be done. What happened over the last month or so was just really a constitutional opening that's available to us if we feel that some of the legislation being presented is just harmful to Hoosiers. But, you know, I really prefer to think of it in terms of a compromise. There's no point in talking victories because when these kinds of things happen, there are really no victories for anyone.
Now there's a race against the clock to get the session over before the final day, April 29th. Speaker Brian Bosma has promised long days and a possibility of working Fridays until the session is complete. The Bass Lake Fire Department responded to a house fire on County Road 210 on Saturday night at about 10:10 p.m. According to Bass Lake Fire Chief Les Jensen, a summer home located south of Maple Drive that was owned by Patrick Botica from Illinois was completely destroyed. A neighboring home owned by James Talone, also of Illinois, was moderately damaged due to the fire. While no foul play is suspected, the incident remains under investigation. The Knox Center Township Fire Department was called to assist at the scene. Tomorrow is National Doctors' Day, but the staff at IU Health Stark Hospital is getting a jump on the festivities by celebrating today. Here is CEO Linda Satosky.
Well, we do take a specific day, which is March 29th, obviously, to celebrate what the physicians do for us, and it is extremely important, our relationship and partnership with the medical staff. We may take one day to celebrate, but obviously it's all year long how we work together to build for the future of healthcare here at Stark and for the community. So we do celebrate one specific day.
Satosky tells what the public can do to celebrate Doctors' Day.
We encourage the community if they see, obviously if you're at the hospital, wish your physician happy Doctors' Day, but if you're in the offices, see them out in the community. Because they really do go above and beyond their commitment in being there for the patients. It truly is a 24/7, 365 job that they commit to.
Dr. Philip Hassan is the president of the medical staff at the hospital and talks today about how the doctors here appreciate the IU Health Stark Hospital administration.
We were pretty much a rudderless ship before LaPorte got here in the last year and a half. We have a goal. We know where we're going to land. We even have an anchor.
Hassan said as the president of the medical staff, he keeps abreast of all the IU Health information available throughout the system.
Now that we're part of IU Health, it's really expanded. We're sort of entrusted with guiding the hospital in the same path that all the other IU hospitals are going, looking at the future care of medicine, the way the paradigm of medical practice is changing. The IU Health system has some major ideas and goals, and they want all their hospitals to be on the same pathway. And as chief medical officer, I have meetings. We have weekly phone calls. We go down once every 2 or 3 months and have an actual on-site at IU Health. And all of that is designed to keep us informed and in the loop and to make sure that Stark is doing what LaPorte is doing and is doing what Methodist is doing and that the IU system is one moving forward.
Sources in the South Bend media are reporting that Dr. Steve Disney will be the new superintendent of the Mishawaka Community School System. Disney has been the superintendent at Oregon Davis since 2007, replacing Bill Rentschler, who resigned to move to Fort Wayne. Disney had been mentioned in the past for other superintendent positions. He will reportedly be announced at tonight's Mishawaka School Board meeting. The West Central School Board members discussed the budget at their recent meeting. Here is Superintendent Charles Mellon with that report.
Just kind of frustrating where all we're getting is estimates and we can't really do a solid projection, and yet we should be working on our 2012 budget, you know, at this time. But when they talk about flatlining the budget, I think, you know, that flatline means that the state may be spending the same amount of money for the next 3 years in the K-12 education area. But that does not mean that the schools are going to get the same. And when I project ours from what we are getting cut this year, and we're getting cut $322,000 this year, it almost adds up to $1.3 million over a three-year period.
Mr. Mellon explains what is contributing to the shortfall.
A lot of that is due to a small school grant being taken away, the restoration grant taken away, and what they call the de-ghostering, which means past, we had a five-year ADM average, the average daily membership, meaning that if a small school, if we have fluctuation in our enrollment, not affect our budget that much. So the past couple of years, they reduced that down to a three-year average, and now they're talking about taking that out altogether. So if we would lose 20 students, rather than going into a five-year average, we would also lose about a $6,000 value per student. Small school-wise, that's quite a bit of money.
The board did discuss reductions in force or RIF possibilities.
Elimination of music and art at the elementary level, family and consumer science at the high school level, depending on numbers in our kindergarten and whether or not the state still maintains our full-day kindergarten grant, they have to cut kindergarten back to halftime. Then we're also looking at our special needs students, the numbers, try and service those kids the best as we can. We'd hate to cut that program, but again, we're losing $1.3 million. Again, we have to plan for the worst and hope for something better.
Stark County is number 8 out of the 92 Indiana counties in high unemployment. The most recent figures cover the February figures. Stark County was up 0.1% to 12.2%. The state rate is 8.8%. Pulaski County came in as the lowest surrounding county with an 8.3% for 74th place. Marshall County is at 10.5% for 31st place. LaPorte County is 11.2% for 22nd place. Fulton County is 10.3% for number 36, St. Joseph County is at 10.1% for number 42, and Porter County is at 8.5% for 71st place. 27 counties were up from January to February, 8 were unchanged, and 57 were down. Davies County is at 5.7% for the lowest unemployment rate in the state. Pulaski County United Fund Incorporated is pleased to announce the appointment of two community leaders to the board of directors. Becky Ballard of Francisville and Bonnie Reinhold of Winnemac were appointed, and they will serve as directors on the 2011-2012 United Fund board, along with Marita Grizzle, Karen Fritz, Daniel Murphy, Michael O'Connor, Kathy Scott, Brenda Walters, and Father Herbert Wilson. The Pulaski County United Fund supports 10 local nonprofit agencies serving the human service needs of Pulaski County. The 2011-2012 campaign, Sharing with United Fund, will be going strong in communities across Pulaski County. For more information about the Pulaski County United Fund, call 574-946-7320. Breaking Down the Bars continues tonight on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Now in work release, Amanda gets busted for spending time with her new boyfriend. Tiffany buckles under the pressures of motherhood after coming home, and Lisa Owens has a dramatic face-to-face meeting with her slain husband's stepmother. All of those elements will be featured during tonight's program, which will air at 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Several area students made the Dean's List at Ivy Tech North Central. Those making the Dean's List include Charlene Decker, Joseph Hoy and Robin McNeely from Knox, Brittany Brewer and Carson Rowe from North Judson, Eric Dunnick, Michael Raykick, and Nicole Williamson from Culver, Richard Dow from Union Mills, and Danielle Egger, Anthony Novello, Lori Parsons, Edwin Sampson, Shannon Cinders, Deborah Singleton, Terry Springman, Mary Stites, and Wendy Watson from Walkerton. Reporting from the WKVI Information Center, I'm Anita Gooden.